or come by Airstream of DFW here off 121 just to the east of downtown Fort Worth, where Gordo now takes out the wireless.
Yay.
That's right. And you guys, I think, are going with me, right?
All
right.
All right, I kind of like it when we do that.
No, that's
he likes
okay.
us for can you, stay on headset.
Can you turn up this mic in my feed here, Blake? Thank you. All right, I'm here with George Dunham. Hi, George.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Gordon.
And Craig
Enjoy
Miller.
Your show.
Hi, Gordon.
Big
okay,
fan.
Now you guys have not come by my apartment to see my Airstream, have you?
Well, you don't live in an apartment, but no, we have not done that.
That I bought about half a year ago. I'm going to show you the actual model that I got.
Okay? I've never been more excited.
Me neither.
Okay, that's fake energy.
Is that it?
All right, this is it right here. So this is a... Here's my Airstream.
Woo!
Y'all, come on in here.
I feel like I need to take off my shoes before...
Look at this.
Here.
This is a very unique layout.
It's a two-bedroom.
Yes, it is. This is a very unique layout for this, and it's only offered in the Flying Cloud trim. Mm. Now, I got this. This is the, I think it's called Sandpiper. I like the white seats, even though, you know, for jeans and stuff, I don't know that this would stay the cleanest, but it stayed very clean for me. But look at this, two bedrooms, Giorgio. Isn't that nice?
That's really nice. And this is, this couch folds out to a bed?
It's like a single bed.
Oh,
so
okay.
You would just do this. You could sleep on this couch here, or this dinette, of course, turns into a double bed. Of course, the front bedroom, that's a queen bed there, Giorgio.
And you could close it
you
off.
And I, you and I would sleep in there. Right?
And yeah, that'd be great.
Here in the back of this Airstream, this mm-hmm. is where Junior would sleep. We'd probably make Junior sleep in the top bunk.
Oh, wow, it's a bunk
this.
Thing. Wow.
Yeah, so this is the top bunk, and then there's the full bed up under it here in the back of the Airstream. Full bathroom back behind me.
Well, this whole
nice.
Thing makes me really horny.
Okay.
That's a weird comment.
Junior's laying down. Look at him. He's laying down. Oh, he's undoing his pants.
Oh, gross.
He's undoing
Don't
his
do
pants.
That.
Gross.
Stop it. But if you did have like three or four kids, this would be better than doing the hotel room.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this one would be great for a family or something like that, too.
Yeah.
Or if you're like me and Catman and I are talking about going out, and so you don't want to sleep in the same bed with your boss.
Or do you?
Well,
I may help
all
you.
Jokes aside there's so many I could make, but so that way we have two bedrooms here in this
Man,
particular
this is a
Airstream.
Sweet trailer.
Isn't it sweet?
Yeah.
And this one, of course, closes off. You can close off this bedroom here.
Wow.
And you got three TVs in here. That's more TVs than I got in my apartment.
Yeah. Hey, Gordo?
Yeah.
Stove, oven?
I have a question about the bathroom.
Yeah.
Where does the number two go?
What?
Where does your number two go?
Is it just a urinal?
I don't have any, sir. I don't know what you're talking
like
about.
Like when you go
well,
to...
that's a, there's a, it's a full bathroom, just like the
yeah.
like the bathroom at your house.
But,
right?
but tank underneath.
But you got to empty out the tank.
Yeah, there's a holding tank up under that. Black tank.
But what do you do when it gets full?
There, at every RV park, there is... You dump the tanks after you're finished staying in a
Cousin
place.
Eddie just put in the sewer in
yeah,
Christmas vacation.
You're not supposed
vacation.
To do that, and I don't
he said
recommend
the blanker's
that.
Full.
Yeah, you don't... You don't just run a hose down into the storm drain and do it. Yeah, so there's actual dump stations that you empty that out into a specified sanitation port.
Do you just pour it in, or is there some real sanitary way that it connects to the port and it dumps in? Or
it's
do
a
you,
big hose.
Or do you just plug your nose and pour
No,
it?
there's like a big 4-inch hose that you attach to the outside of this trailer up under it. And then that goes into the dump tank port there at the RV park, and then you just hit the hose. You also hook up a like a garden hose type thing that goes in there, and it just flushes that whole thing out, and you never have to see anything. It's great.
What if there is what they call a dookie accident?
Yeah, what about
what
that?
Is that?
That's where it spills out of the hose or out of the trailer or something, and then you actually have to clean that up. Wouldn't that be awful?
Yeah, that would be awful if that happened. Fortunately, that doesn't happen too often.
Well, good, I'm glad to hear that.
So you have AC yeah. and heating in this thing.
AC and ducted AC and heating. In the old days, these travel trailers used to come with a big AC unit that would sit right in the middle of
right.
it in
yeah.
the ceiling, and it was really, really loud. But now these things are ducted,
wow.
so there's all these little ducts, vents in the roof of it all over the place, so it's really, really quiet.
And you hook up to a generator, or you just plug in?
You can do either. So when you're at an RV park, you plug it into shore power, which
right.
is like you have a special cord that comes with each of these travel trailers, and you plug up into your shore power and it runs everything. But if you're at a place like, you know, that's not an RV park, like you're at a place that doesn't have power, then you just bring yourself your Honda generator and you can plug the travel trailer into that and it runs everything. Pretty Man. Nice, huh?
It's great.
Pretty sweet little rolling house on wheels. This
pretty
is the
sweet.
30-foot flying cloud.
Wow, all right. Look at all these people.
Wow, look how many people showed up over here. This is amazing. Look at this guy over here. Find out what this guy's story is. What's your name, sir?
My name is Scott Keith.
That's my brother. Hey, it's Boo. Always like it when we do remotes over here in Fort Worth because I actually get to see my brother who lives over here. It's amazing. I live in Dallas. You live in Fort Worth, and we see each other like four times a year.
Yeah, we talk a lot. We're still close. We have transcendental vibe. We can talk to each other. But
that's right.
No, I can tell you this. Gordon has been fascinated with these things since about first grade, uh-huh. probably. We had a family friend of ours who they had an RV. And, of course, our parents, our dad's side, they believe the Great Depression started in 1929 and ended in 1986. So to have an RV was just as hoity and just yeah. high-toned. So we just... You know, we would never have something like this. And I could always tell Gordon was fascinated riding in our friend's RV, that there was no doubt that someday he would have one.
Do you remember we went to Jackson, Mississippi one time in our friend's RV, or mm-hmm. our parents' friend's RV, who was a dentist,
yeah.
and he had lots of money. And so he had that RV, and we got to ride in it. And that was this magical thing. Yeah, I was like in first grade.
Yes.
And Mom did what she would typically do. It would be, number one, we can't afford it. And number two, that's putting on airs
yes.
to own something like that.
Yes.
That's putting on airs.
Yes. In Texas, we call it, you don't want to throw too big of a loop.
Yeah.
That's the way that they kind of did it. But it was riding in that thing was just magical, that you could actually sleep
mm-hmm.
while you're driving and eat food.
As opposed to our Buick Electra that we used to have to take road trips in, where we would all stuff in there and... Mom always carried too much stuff, and then she would insist on antiquing while we're out on the road.
Yes.
And Dad would always, why can't you just do that at a separate trip? We got the whole car full of kids right now, and now we've got to get a chest of drawers in here somehow.
And, you know, with an RV, you don't have to deal with, remember, Mom and Dad would have to put up airspace. You'd have the air boundaries between the kids that you couldn't get into each other's airspace. Just the RV eliminates so many.
Family member calls that.
And we slept on the back dash too. We would do the thing where you sleep on the back dash and get waffle face.
Oh yeah,
when you're traveling, did you do that?
All the time. Think how unsafe that was.
Very unsafe. Very unsafe. You know, I saw a guy over here. Look at that! Look who showed up here at Airstream DFW. You're Dutch Pentameter, aren't you?
Oh, hello there, friend. Yes, I am.
Hello there, friend. Yeah, Dutch, good to see you.
Well, good to see you, too. What are you doing here?
Well, we're here with the ticket, with the radio station that we work for. We've talked with you before. I don't know if you remember that.
That's all that ruckus going on around here.
Yeah. There's a lot of ruckus. We're creating a lot of ruckus. Are you out here shopping for Airstream, or are you working out here? What are you doing?
I live here.
Oh, you live here?
Yeah, I live in the demo in the back.
In the demo in the back. Very generic. Well, how's your life going? I notice you over here texting on your phone most of the time, not paying attention to our show.
No, I'm
big into technology or something?
Well, I'm a little on edge.
Oh, you are? Why?
Yeah, I got in a fight with my granddaddy.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's always ragging on me. He said, your generation relies way too much on technology. And I said, your generation relies too much on technology. And I pulled the plug on his life support.
Dutch, so that's terrible.
That was
Dutch.
The technology, I guess, he was relying on at that moment, right?
Well, he knows I'm right now. He's in hell.
Oh, hell. That's your grandfather.
Well, okay, I guess in your worldview, you get all the answers you want when you're in hell. How's the love life going?
Also on edge about that, too.
Oh, he's on edge about his love life.
It's not going well. Oh, no, what's happening there?
My dating life has been pretty rocky. I just broke up with a girl.
Oh, you did?
Oh, gosh.
Why'd you break up?
Well, we had a bit of a language barrier. See, she was Japanese.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
And you know what the worst thing about breaking up with a Japanese girl is?
What's that?
You got to drop the bomb on them twice before they get the message.
Oh? Right.
Dutch.
Dutch.
Dutch,
you're on probation.
A lot of people died for that joke, Dutch. So... Do you have any other conflicts with other girlfriends, or was this...
Well, I guess her final words, she always cried. I don't understand you. One minute you're really offensive to me, and the next you're really polite. And I said, bitch, please.
All right, Dutch. Dutch.
All right. That's about enough. From Dutch.
That's about it. Thank you,
so
Dutch.
Tired of the demo in the back there.
We need to stop running into him.
Man. All right, there's Dutch.
I can see where her complaint came from. Starting to make sense.
All right, well, there you go. Some people out here in Fort Worth at Airstream of DFW.